too severe, because for many, they will commit crimes at some point to continue to gamble. They don't mean to commit crimes. They're quote, borrowing from someone when really they're stealing from someone. We call it gambling motivated crime because they're completely motivated to do something or cross the line just to keep gambling in hopes that they will win and recover all their losses, which never happens, and they just keep getting further and further in the hole.
Yeah, it seems pretty dire. This is a pretty big problem in America today. To wrap us up for the episode, is there anything that us regular people can do to help combat the problem?
Yeah, I love when people ask me that question when I'm interviewed. Have the conversation is what I will tell everyone. You know, talk to your friends, talk to your siblings, like openly talk about gambling. Don't make it a taboo conversation, and literally feel confident enough if you see a friend or a loved one that you really believe is gambling more at risk or very risky, say something. You don't know how much they might be crumbling on the inside, and they're just waiting for at least one person to say, I'm here for you. Let's get help together. What do you need? So have the conversation is the best way to break the stigma and end the silence.
Well, on that note, thank you so much for joining us today on Forbes Avenue, Jody. You've been listening to Forbes Avenue on WRCT Pittsburgh 88.3 FM with Jody Bechtold, the CEO of the Better Institute and a globally recognized expert in gambling addiction. Thanks for listening. Have a good one.
This is a production of PBRTV.com. In our 10th year, now another hour of beautiful music and friendly talk on Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy with Eric O'Brien on Tube City Online Radio and WRCT Pittsburgh at 88.3 FM and WRCT.org. Also heard on Vulcan Sound Radio.
there. And his rattle drum yesterday once more. Shoo-be-doo, wang-dang. Before that, we had Nori Paramore and Could It Be Magic. I'm Eric O'Brien. Welcome to hour number two of Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy, the second show of the 10th season. Good to be with you. It is almost June. My goodness, how time does fly, right? Welcome to our journey through Montana's most eccentric roadside attractions. Yes, we're going on a road trip. Buckle up as we explore the state's hidden gems that promise both amusement and awe. Starting with Arlee, Montana, and the Garden of 1,000 Buddhas. Yes, nestled in the serene Flathead Valley, this spiritual sanctuary features a circular arrangement of 1,000 Buddha statues symbolizing peace and enlightenment, established by the Yuam Sang Neng Ling organization. It is a place where tranquility meets artistry. So there you go. I hope I didn't mutilate that pronunciation too much. In Butte, Montana, it's the Berkeley Pit. Yes, once a bustling copper mine, the Berkeley Pit is now a vast toxic lake with a hauntingly beautiful hue. So don't swim in it, but go look at it. While it's hazardous to life, certain microorganisms have adapted to its harsh conditions, making it the subject of scientific intrigue. Yeah, I'm intrigued, actually. Near Butte, Montana, Ringing Rocks, a geological marvel. These rocks emit bell-like tones when struck. The rare phenomenon is due to the unique composition and stress within the rocks. Visitors often bring hammers to create their own natural symphony. I was going to say national, but I didn't want to confuse them. In Polson, Montana, it looks like poison, but it's Polson, Montana. The Miracle of America Museum, dubbed the Smithsonian of the West, this eclectic museum houses over 300,000 artifacts, everything from vintage vehicles to peculiar exhibits like a two-headed calf. It's a treasure trove for the curious mind. So there you go. That's something new. Back in Butte, it's Our Lady of the Rockies, standing 90 feet tall atop the Continental Divide. This statue of the Virgin Mary is a tribute to women everywhere. Constructed with community effort, it's the fourth tallest statue in the U.S. and offers a panoramic view of the surrounding landscape. Well, there you go. And finally, Cutbank, Montana. Yes, claiming the title of the coldest spot in the nation, Cutbank, Montana. It boasts a 27-foot-tall concrete penguin. You have to keep it cold. This chilly mascot stands as a testament to the town's frosty reputation. And that is our little whirlwind tour of Montana's most peculiar and captivating roadside attractions. Whether you're seeking spiritual solace, scientific wonders, or just a quirky photo op, this treasure state has it all. I mean, really. You'll be on top of the world. Here's Ronnie Aldridge on Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy. We'll be right back.
Relaxing and easy is your summertime radio companion.
the blossoms still cling to the vine. I'll taste your strawberries, I'll drink your sweet wine.
A million tomorrow shall all pass away. There I forget all the joy that is mine today.
I'll be a dandy and I'll be a rover. You'll know who I am by the song.
This is smooth, relaxing, and easy. relaxing and easy. Bert Kempfert in the orchestra there with The Most Beautiful Girl in the World. Before that, the New Christy Minstrels with Today. Johnny Arthey did There Is a Mountain, a Donovan tune from the 60s. Botticelli with Seasons in the Sun, and Ronnie Aldridge with Top of the World. I'm Eric O'Brien. You're listening to Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy, and we just need to do this.
Kino Tata, Kino Tata. Kino Tata, ha-ha.
Yep, again.
Kino Tata, Kino Tata. Kino Tata, ha-ha.
Hey, that's a great idea.
Keeps everything in check, really it does. Here's Frank Jaxfield, This Guy's in Love with You, on Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy. That made Herb Alpert a singing sensation to the T-Berry Shuffle. Stay with us for the last half hour of the program.
In our 10th year, you're listening to Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy on Tube City Online Radio and WRCT Pittsburgh and on Vulcan Sound Radio.
I'm out of breath just listening to that. That's James Last on Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy with Granada. Yeah, I like that one. The Gordon Franks Orchestra before that with I Remember You, and Herb Alpert did the Mexican Shuffle, otherwise known as the T-Berry Shuffle, because they used that in the commercial for T-Berry gum many years ago, and you saw the people put a stick of gum in their mouth and they do this goofy little dance, but it was kind of endearing, really. Anyhow, it's time for, believe it or not, the unusual files of the week that I'm recording this. Real stories you may not believe, but of course you know that this one did, because I told you an hour ago that David Rush is at it again. He's broken yet another oddball record, this time for balancing the most toilet plungers on his body. Rush managed to balance 22 plungers, including four on his bald head and one on each shin, while standing on a wobbly board. The record lasted for a full 15 seconds, qualifying under the freestanding odd object category. Yeah, I'm sure. Rush says the idea came from a plumbing mishap and a dare from his neighbor's kid. There you go. Just rely on the kids for these ideas. Meanwhile, in Japan, a fish has joined the workforce. In the Okinawa Aquarium, a trained goldfish named Midori has been taught to paint using non-toxic brushes. Midori swims toward color-coded paddles to create abstract art, which staff say looks like Monet in a blender. Yeah, the fish's latest painting just sold for the equivalent of $412 in a charity auction. Proceeds went to ocean conservation efforts. Believe it or not, the winning bidder named the piece Guilty as Charged. Yeah. In Brazil, a birthday party went airborne. A man named Diego Estevez attempted to set his personal milestone by releasing 40 helium balloons tied to a plastic lawn chair and himself. The aeronaut floated more than 3 miles over rural Sao Paulo before crash landing in a cow pasture, startling a herd of an unamused farmer. I can talk. Local officials called the stunt utterly stupid, but admitted it was surprisingly graceful, as no cows were harmed. And finally, the tale of the haunted vending machine in Yorkshire, England. A snack vending machine reportedly predicts cravings after a series of TikToks showed customers receiving exactly what they were thinking of, including one woman who claimed it knew she wanted cheese curls before she did. The machine has drawn curious visitors from as far away as Norway. The owner insists there's no camera, no trickery, just a cheeky ghost with a good taste. Yeah, well, sure, right. And Love Is Still Blue. Here's Paul Marriott on Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy.
smooth, relaxing, and easy, has a website where you can make requests or inquiries about the music we play. Set your browser to pbrtv.com/sre and interact with us.
Younger.
You're listening to Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy. Relaxing and Easy with the Fantastic Strings there. Love Me Tonight. Yes, that was, Tom Jones, wasn't it? Yeah, Mamas and the Papas before that with a song called 1230 or Young Girls Are Coming to the Canyon. Burt Bacharach in there with 24 Hours from Tulsa. Nick Ingman and Two Hearts. Lex De Acevedo with Moonshadow and Paul Marriott with his classic Love Is Blue, also from 1968. Just like classical gas was. You're listening to Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy. We have time for one more here. Here's Botticelli and Melody D'Amore. We've reached the end of another edition of Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy. Portions of this program have been edited for taste, fairness, and to cover up a multitude of sins. News stories were generated by AI. Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy is heard weekly on Tube City Online Radio, WRCT Pittsburgh, and Vulcan Sound Radio, and is a production of PBRTV.com. For now, I'm Eric O'Brien. See you in church or some other low joint, and right back here on SRE. This has been program number Y10-02.
Is a production of PBRTV.com. In our 10th year, welcome to